work of Byron Katie, The Great Undoing, may be the most profound experience you've ever stepped into. It is not always easily understood at first, and may be interpreted as unkind or uncaring. We invite you to be gentle with yourself, and through this work you may find love beyond what you have ever experienced. Those who allow the work to serve them have found that relationships radically improve. Stress becomes a thing to laugh at, and peace the fundamental ongoing option.
Let's hear it, sweetheart. Let's begin.
I just don't feel like I'm in the same place as I was this morning when I wrote
yes,
this.
That is the power of just the family being together in that space. And yes, and let's begin.
Just to say it anyway?
Yes, Angel. Yes.
Okay. I am angry at Roger, my older brother. I have never said this out loud before.
Yes, Angel. Yes, Angel.
For making me get naked.
Yes.
And exposing me to all of his friends.
Yes.
When we were growing up.
Yes. And so, what's the sound of that? If you opened your throat and your mouth, what would that be? What would that Have you ever just opened your throat, your lungs, your mouth, honestly, and let the scream come?
I hate you!
Yes, yes.
Don't do this! Mm-hmm. Stop! Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I felt so helpless. I felt like I had to do it.
Yes. Yes. If you're not all going to your own place, invitation to go now. I see you have the capacity to be honest and desire and the willingness.
I want to be free.
Welcome to freedom. Read the next one. You're on a path, honey. Read the next one. I love that you step into the surgery in the way that you do. Sweetheart, look out at the audience for a moment. How many of you relate to what she's saying?
Thank you. That one is so big for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, And even today, when I'm in the same room as him, I hurt.
Yes.
Because when he touches me, I still hurt.
Yes. To even see him or think of him, the story comes up. The remembrance, what we call the remembrance, comes up. Yeah, the projection.
And in a way, I know he is really hurting too.
Yes.
And I keep not forgiving him.
Yeah. Well, honey, you are in the right place. Read the next one. You know, with his internal healing, there is a sound of it locked down. That's what another story does. It's the attempt to shut that down. But in the meantime, there's that silent scream. But it doesn't feel so silent. So integrity says that as the story comes out, the sound comes out. And that's what this is about. This is a place where you have full invitation to do that. And you don't have to be in this chair to do that. You do it from where you are. Full-blown invitation. It's why we're here. You take you where you need to take you. We support that.
I'm angry with Roger for being loud and obnoxious and for thinking he knows what's best for me,
yes,
even today.
Yes.
I'm angry with Roger for never listening to me.
Yes.
I'm angry with Roger because I've never ever had a conversation with him in all my life.
Yes. Yes.
I'm angry with Roger because 10 years ago I invited him to come to my place with his wife and my other brother. And I just wanted to tell him how hurt I was. And he said, I'm a born again Christian and everything is forgiven, so what's your problem?
Yes. 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 Like having a full open wound and someone just pouring salt in it.
I'm angry at Roger because he's a sex addict, because he's fat, because he chews tobacco when it's all over his teeth and it looks so ugly. He just looks very gross to me.
Yes.
And then he walks to me with his mouth open and that stuff on his teeth and his arms are open and he wants to hug me.
Yes.
And I cringe.
Yes.
Oh, I want to be free of this hate.
Yes, Angel. So let's keep moving. Let's walk on through it.
Oh. I want Oh, I want Roger to apologize to me and be sincerely sorry for all the damage he has done in my life.
Yes. Yes. Walk through the next one.
I want Roger should come to me in tears and apologize to me profusely.
Yes.
And I want him to mention all the things that he did so that I know he knows.
Yes.
How much it hurts.
Yes.
I don't want him to just shove it off.
Yes. We're hearing the sound of cancer and all of the words we've ever heard.
Yes.
This is the real thing. This is the sound of pain. Let's walk through the next one, Angel.
I need to have Roger include me in family events because I cannot stand to feel isolated from my family.
Yes, Angel. Yes, Angel.
It hurts so much to feel isolated. I think Roger is overbearing, addictive, ugly, and insecure. And I think I really think he wants to be loved just like I do.
Yes.
Thank you. I didn't quite finish it. I just wrote, I don't want to ever experience Roger.
Yes, that pretty well says it.
Yeah.
Are you amazed at your courage? You've heard the term firewalker? This is firewalking. This is firewalking.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is jumping out of the airplane with no parachute. Are you amazing? What we come from, to sit in the true presence of truth. It doesn't really sound the way we thought it would sound, does it? The truth is itself instead. Doesn't sound like I love you. Sounds like this. This is the truth that set me free. You have a picture about what you think it looks like? Good luck. It looks like itself. Through you we live.
Katie?
Yes, Angel.
I wanted to just thank you for being maybe even more naked now than you were back in the beginning when you were with your brother.
Thank you. This is what it looks like not to have any clothes on.
Yes, thank you. It feels good to be naked today.
Yes. I want to thank you. You know, when you were sharing, the pain was almost unbearable for me. You know, and it brought me back to Mrs. Walsh, my first grade teacher. She exposed me to stupidity. It was very painful to go there. But it freed me. Your story allowed me to just feel that pain, feel that sadness, feel that grief and the love. And thank you for showing me my truth, such courage.
It's like the power of truth. It's like you have, you know, we're at your feet. Okay, Angel, let's, yes.
What's your name?
Alice.
Alice. I don't know what to say. Bring me back to me, because I was there 2 months ago, and you're just gifting me back to myself, and I can't thank you enough for reminding me to love myself. That's it.
Okay, Angel, let's do the surgery.
Okay, let's...
Your gut is open. All right, let's go in.
Okay.
No salt this time.
Okay.
Yeah. Now let's begin at the top. Read it again. Number one.
I am angry at Roger for making me get naked.
He made you get naked. Is it true?
No.
You wanted something from him.
I wanted him to like me.
Yes, and did it work?
No.
No. That's all. That's all. This is about awareness. What I see is just one thing. You would do anything for love. Anything, 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 anything. You are guilty of love. That's what love does. Takes off his clothes, doesn't care. We will do anything for love. We haven't known how to direct that. How the hell would we know how to direct the love that we are? You know, you gave it a shot. With an honest shot, you know? It's the best we have going. Pure innocence. Pure innocence. I am love. How do I show it? How do I connect? I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I just have to say yes when people ask me something, and I did.
Yeah. Yeah, because that would be the honest thing. Anything less than that hurts. Hurts more. And eventually, it doesn't hurt at all when we just speak our truth. Did I do it? Yes. Why did you do it? Well, I thought I could connect with my brother. I thought I could connect with his friends. It didn't work, so I'm looking at something else now. It was the best I had going.
Yes.
I gave it my all.
Yes.
I went way beyond what I thought I was capable of. So, you know, what do you suggest? Very rare on this planet that people could give you a suggestion. You know?
Yes.
So that leaves you. So what do you get for holding the belief that he made you take your clothes off? How do you treat him? How do you treat you? How do you treat men? How do you treat the world? When you hold the belief that he made you take your clothes off. And those of you that experienced this, did they rip them off of you? Did they handcuff you? And some of you could say yes to these. And I look forward to doing the work with you also. And we're going to stay here right now. I look forward to you doing the work with you. Because that's what's going on here.
When I hold the belief that he did it to me.
That he made you.
That he made me. I have felt like I have to continue saying yes when I don't want to.
Yes. Yes. And you, and how does that feel?
It feels like I'm not lovable.
Yeah. Feels like it's happening all over again.
It always feels like it's happening over.
Yeah. Can you see a reason to drop the story that he made you take your clothes off?
Yes.
Can you see a reason to keep the story that doesn't hurt?
No.
Find a reason that would serve. A useful, purposeful reason to keep the story, someone made you do anything. Find one reason that doesn't hurt. Just one. Since 1986, I've been looking for one valid reason that doesn't hurt.
It always hurts because I always feel the separation whenever I think I'm a victim of anything.
So who would you be without your story? How old were you?
I was between 5 and 12.
So, who would you be without your story? How many years have you held it? What is your age now?
53.
Okay. So, for 48? For 48 years, you know, you've lived with this story. Who would you be without your story?
I would be happy.
Yeah, how would you do that? I mean, how would we even know how to do that? And that's where the tear is. I would be love. I would be joy. And let me tell you, in my experience, you don't have to know how to do that. You don't have to know anything about that. There's no school for it either. You did the other one with no school. It's, you know, this one maybe could be an easier path to be happiness. Who would I be without my story? I'd have to live happily. Well, that's scary. I don't know how. Well, I'm not supposed to know how. Now, I just, it's that jumping out of the airplane again without a parachute.
Yes.
Not my business how to be happy. It's my business just to work with the story arising that would keep me from that space of peace.
Yes.
So let's turn this around.
I am angry at me for making me get naked.
Yes.
I'm angry at me, yes.
Yeah. And keep reading.
I'm angry at me for making me get naked and exposing me to my friends.
To my brother's friends?
To my brother's friends.
Yeah.
I'm angry at. Yes, because I did it because I wanted love.
Yes. And you've heard my prayer? If I had a prayer, God spare me from the desire of wanting love, appreciation, or validation.
Yes. Yes.
It takes me to the strangest places.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because I, too, will even take my clothes off in the strangest places.
Yes.
And we have that in common also. It didn't work for me either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love, like we heard over here, that we got to experience it. And very valuable in this moment now. It didn't work. That's what's valuable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's look at the next one.
Okay. I'm angry with Roger for being loud and obnoxious.
Just a moment, sweetheart. Good. So guide her.
Wait a moment.
I love when the cameraman is up there in the light going, I hear another turnaround. Ah, oh, don't you love it?
Let me think. Can you read it originally?
Yes.
Please.
Yes. I'm angry at Roger for making me get naked and exposing me to his friends when I was growing up.
Hmm. I'm angry with myself for making Roger get naked in front of his friends.
Read a direct turnaround. I'm angry at me.
I'm angry at me for making
Roger
get naked in front of his friends by exposing me.
Yes.
Yeah. And how is it that you make sure that Roger is exposed in front of your friends or his friends?
Now?
For 48 years.
Yeah.
You know those subtle little digs, just so they know.
Oh, they
know. How do you expose them? How do you expose him?
I always expose him by telling my mother that I'll be with the family because she really wants me to, but I can't stand to be around Roger.
Yes.
But I'll do it for her.
Yes. And how did you do it around his friends? Just to let them know that... Just to let them know about Roger.
Oh. Whenever anyone asks me if Roger is my brother, I say yes, but we don't get along.
Yes.
I don't want anybody to think...
that he's okay.
Yeah, or that I like him, or that I'm in any way like him.
Yes.
I discount him all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. God is everything, but not Roger.
That's right.
Yeah. God really has his stuff together, but let's talk, God. You know, about this Roger thing.
I guess he wanted to be loved too, and that's the way he did it, by I wanted to be loved, so I said yes, and he wanted to be loved so by his friends, so that
he would even sacrifice his sister. He would do anything for love.
Yes.
Yeah. No matter how much he loved you, he would even sacrifice you for love, appreciation, validation from his friends.
Yes.
He gave up his dearest loved one. You gave up your dearest loved one.
Yes.
Yeah. For validation, approval, and love.
Yes.
This is pretty simple stuff when we start looking at it.
Yes,
we're
it
meeting
is.
These stories with understanding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next, oh, and you, Angel. Look at the next one. Would someone volunteer to massage her after good. Good. You have four sets of hands here. And if you would just give yourself to them just for a few minutes on the other side of this. Because this stuff, it comes out like screams. It's locked in. This is how something gets like cancer, arthritis, any of that, it like comes in as a gift. It's God. And the stuff, it, as we hold it, it progresses. This, what we call disease, progresses in our body so we can come to know our thinking.
Okay.
So, because physical experience, we could say, apparent physical experience is a reflection of our thinking.
Yes.
And it's the reason I say it's a gift is when we hold it, it hurts. When we let go, it eases up.
Yes.
So when you are, you know, you let the sound out, you let the truth out, you massage, and it's you just keep that physical moving with the internal freedom, because that physical is the mirror image of your thinking. So we honor it in the same way. It's same.
Yes.
Same.
God. I feel it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Welcome. The next one. Welcome to the hands of God. Your very own hands. We are no more than you coming back at yourself. And we're seeing that Roger is the same. He would give up his most beloved sister for the same thing that you gave you up for and him up for. Let's look at the next one.
Let's see. I'm angry with Roger for being loud and obnoxious and thinking he knows what's best for me, even today, especially in the name of God.
Yeah, well, let's turn that one around.
I'm angry with me for being loud and obnoxious and thinking I know what's best for Roger. Even in the name of God.
Ah, feel it. Things are like knots untying. That's why we call this the great undoing. Once you get this virus, all the knots let go.
I can feel them loosening up.
Yeah. There's another very sweet turnaround.
I'm angry with me for being loud and obnoxious and thinking I know what's best for me.
Yes. I will get his love and approval if I take off, if I do what he wants.
Yes.
Then I'll be accepted.
Yes.
Yeah. You think you know what's best.
I thought that was best for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. And again, it was, with what we've got going here in this illusion, it was your best shot at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm angry at Roger because he's a sex addict, fat. He chews tobacco and just looks very gross to me.
So he is a sex addict. Can you really know that that's true?
No, I don't know that
that's true. Isn't that amazing? What do you get for holding the belief that he's a sex addict? How do you treat him? How do you talk about him? How do you look at him?
Yeah, not very nice.
This can take you in for a few hours. How do I treat him and myself when I hold the belief he's a sex addict? You know, just those, again, those sharp little digs, or those things we say in confidence, or someone can say something and his name in the same context and we'll go there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a lie. It's a flat out lie. Because when I ask you, can you really know that it's true? You just, the heart speaks. I can't know it. Whose business is your sex life?
My sex life, my business.
His business is his sex life.
It's his business.
Isn't that fine? Well, we're in the right place.
Yes.
He's too fat. Can you really know that that's true? Someone who weighs 1,000 pounds is too fat. Can you really know that that's true? Can you know? Can you know another person's path?
No.
How can anyone be too fat? What do you get for holding the belief that he's a sex addict or he's too fat?
I get to... I just get to keep him at a real distance from me.
And how does that feel?
It doesn't feel good inside.
Every one of these stories you attach to without investigating, like a knife going in your heart. It's the opposite of self-love.
Yes.
And that's the point here.
Yes.
This isn't about Roger's liberation. It's about yours.
My liberation,
you
yes.
bet. That knife goes into you.
Yes.
That's why sanity doesn't suffer. You know, it doesn't point out without investigating it and laugh. You know, the laughter of it.
Yes.
But to point it out and not have a way back home is to stay out there for 53 years.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got a circle going now, a way
yes.
back to
yes.
itself.
Yes.
Yeah. The heart no longer misinterpreted.
That's right.
Yeah. The
yes.
heart and the mind merge as one. Understanding.
Yes.
So sweetheart, who would you be without this story? He's too fat. He's not supposed to chew tobacco, is it true?
No.
No. And what do you get for holding the belief that he's not supposed to chew tobacco?
Just all these beliefs about him are just my way to keep him separated from me.
Exactly.
From
so.
Myself, really separated from myself
yes.
and from marrying my real self.
Exactly so. You know, my friends smoke around me and chew because I love that. I don't smoke or chew.
Yeah.
But I love that. It's God. God, 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 God. There's nothing terrible.
Okay.
There's nothing terrible. My thinking in the moment may not allow me to see that. And it still doesn't change it. It's just my thinking in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco is God. God is everything, but not tobacco.
Well, other people can chew tobacco when it doesn't bother me, but when he does, it does bother me. It's
yeah.
just about Roger.
Yeah.
It's about me, my thinking, not Roger.
Yeah.
It's my thinking. That's the problem.
Oh, you are good. You are good. I see you're tired of the pain.
I am tired of the pain.
Yeah. So many times people sit in the chair and they don't want freedom. They want to be right.
No.
And I don't get that from you.
I want to be free.
Yeah. Yeah. You are. Everyone that sits in the chair is equal. It's just that you appear to be the one that it's a little more of what matches the heart as a reflection of our own thinking. And both are accurate, the
mm-hmm.
resistance or the letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get resistance. I'm not getting that with you. Sweetheart, and I can't know you. Who would you be without this story? The tobacco. He's too fat. He's a sex addict. Close your eyes. Now, look at him. That's my experience. Close your eyes and look at him coming through the door with his arms wide open, tobacco dripping. Okay? Now, just look at him without your story. Close your eyes. Look at his body. Look at his face. Here he comes. Look at him without a story. What do you see? We don't know these things as a little girl. We begin now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now is good.
Yes.
Now it's really good. Mm-hmm. You know, I work with people on their deathbeds. And we do this work. And they know, now is good, I'll take it. And some of them say it's the first time they've ever been alive. Ever. And the whole lifetime is worth living just for this moment. And the moment extends because we're not confused anymore. All of that chaos really was not chaos. It was all a mirror image of the calm within the storm. Even chaos is peace when we meet it with understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the way that you do. Let's look at the next one.
I see.
Well, let's turn that one around.
I'm angry at me because I'm a sex addict.
I'm a Roger addict.
Oh, I'm angry at me because I'm a Roger addict.
Yeah. Roger this, Roger that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, definitely I am. Oh, yes, I try to get my fix whenever I can.
You chew tobacco and I chew Roger in my mind.
Oh, yes. Okay. I want Roger to apologize to me and be sincerely sorry for all the damage he has done in my life.
That's a good turnaround.
Yes, it is.
He owes you an apology. Can you find one place?
No, I guess really I can't.
Yeah.
Because it was... Yeah.
So any time you think it's legitimate, look forward to it. Because any time you see that it's anyone's fault, your thinking is off. And this is not a right or wrong. Your thinking is off in the moment because you're not experiencing peace. So meet that story with understanding in the way that you do so well.
Yes.
Yeah. Turn the tape over here. There's no need to fast forward to the end.
I want me to apologize to me.
And feel it. So look at the little girl. Look at the little girl taking off her clothes for love and validation and approval. Look at her. Close your eyes, honey, and look at her. Look at it. Look at it. Won't she do anything for love? Can you see the innocence?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she good? And what's interesting is not one friend of his even saw you. Not one. They looked at what is. They told a story. And they heaven or hell them. You don't exist. You are no more than our story.
Yes.
And we don't exist. We are no more than your story.
Yes, I hear that.
Yeah. There's nothing to do but self-realize.
I'm saying
there's no one and nothing, just self-realize.
Yeah.
What a fine place. Just a house of mirrors, no more, no less.
Yeah.
A fun house.
Yes.
Yeah, now that we know how to walk through the maze.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you for the work. That's
welcome, Angel. You know, this work is so sweet because I could say, pass it on, and I don't ever bother because there's nothing we can do not to.
Right.
Because we just walk as freedom. Someone is fat, chews tobacco, has their arms wide open. We're the only one that says, I'm there. You know? And we're not even doing it. Nothing more than self-love. You know, like I wouldn't hold myself no matter what I was or appeared as. Look at the next.
I've experienced that kind of love here the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And it's really opened my heart. It feels so good to feel accepted for who I am. And maybe, I guess it's a gift I'm giving to myself while I'm here, but it seems like it's coming from the outside, but I guess it's not.
You know, it is, it's not. It is, it's not. The truth is, it is. The truth is, it's not. It is, it's not. Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yes.
There's no higher or lower place. Yeah, it is. That's a high place. It's not. That's a high place.
Yes.
Equal.
Equal, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're just meeting what arises with understanding now.
Yes.
Good. It's not very complicated, is it?
No.
A game for children. Yeah, who want to play?
Okay. I really don't know quite where I'm at, but I have Roger should come to me in tears and apologize to me profusely, and I should. I should come to Roger in tears and apologize profusely for all the stuff I have said about him all these years.
Yes.
And for making him bad, and maybe I owe him an apology.
Drop the maybe.
I owe him an apology.
For your sake.
For my sake and my head to release this pain of holding him responsible for what only I'm responsible for.
It's just not something you could ever hold him responsible for. It's just anything that takes that much effort in can't be real.
Yeah.
You know, a lifetime trying to hold up this dream. It just, it's so much effort in, we have to know right away it's not real. Because the truth doesn't need us to hold it up. It's effortless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should come to me in tears and apologize to me profusely for ever thinking I did anything wrong.
Everything
I was innocent.
Yes. I am guilty of innocence. That's it.
Okay.
No one ever did anything wrong.
Ever.
It was just a little joke here and there.
Okay.
Just no one has ever done anything wrong. It's not possible. It's our story about what apparently is that hurts, nothing more.
Yeah. I hear that, yes. Yeah.
Look at the next.
Let's see. I need Roger to include me in family events so I can see my parents. I need me to include me. Just in everything.
Yes, and include Roger.
And also to include Roger. I can't include me if I don't include him.
Exactly so.
Because he is me.
Yes. It's no longer a theory, is it?
No. It's not a theory. He is me.
And really would be lovely for you to go back and hear his words when he wanted you to take his your clothes off for his friends. To hear his words. You know, he was just a brother asking.
I could have said no.
Yeah. He was just asking. And he gave you every reason in the world why to do it. And that is an opening for you to say yes or no. He got to tell his story. It wasn't your story. You went with his story rather than ask you yours.
Yes.
Good.
I think Roger is overbearing, insecure, addictive, and ugly.
Turn it around and feel it one at a time.
Okay. I think I am addictive, and I certainly am, about my thoughts about Roger.
Yes. And addictive in your pattern of downing him in other people's eyes.
Yes.
Roger is your brother, is that true? I mean, just in the way that a person on the street would ask you.
Yes, he's my brother.
I love that guy. What do you think about him? Isn't he fine?
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
I love hanging out with him. You're really lucky to have a brother like that.
Yeah.
We're all getting together for dinner tonight. Hey, good old Rogers, you want to come?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, feel the laughter inside of you. This is really strange at first, but it's who you are without that story. Laughter. A little strange at first, but we get used to it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just try that. Yes, Roger is my brother. Isn't he great? Yeah. Isn't it wonderful the way he chews tobacco and has it all over his teeth? Isn't that neat? I just practice, huh?
Yes. Yes. And life will give you that practice.
Yes.
Apparent life will give you all of that practice because it's everything of your thinking coming back at you. And when we enter this work, instead of it going out to infinity, it begins to come into itself.
Yes.
So every heaven and hell you ever experience, you step into this work, it's a full invitation, and it comes in, and it does.
Yes.
No longer going out, it's in. Everything, all of time and space and place collapse inside of itself. It's just, wow. And that re-entry is itself again. Only understood.
Yes.
Recognized, seen.
Yes.
Beauty. God.
Roger.
Yes. Yeah. Just one more name for God.
Yes.
Obviously.
Katie.
Yes.
In the beauty of that moment of collapse, my question is going back just a moment or two to when you were in the hypothetical invited to dinner. Would you like to come? I'm just curious, did you go inside and ask yourself, would I really like to, where I am right now?
At that moment, I had some resistance. I'm not 100% clear at this moment to have dinner with Roger.
I just wanted to remind you and commend to you to go in and ask and welcome a yes or a no in terms of your own action.
I can't come to dinner with Roger because I have some unfinished business in myself that I need to resolve first. Thank you for asking.
Don't you love these answers that feel right within you?
Yes. Thank you for teaching me that.
I don't know if it's being heard. Katie? Yeah, when you were talking about seeing Roger and apologizing to him, I became Roger at that moment. And as Roger, I felt like a person who really enjoys an abundance of living, a person who is expansive and living and loving every minute of it. And when you came to me with this loving proposition of saying, I'm sorry, and it allowed me as Roger to look inside and become healed. Mm-hmm. And it was the most beautiful thing. It was very, very, very beautiful. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for that. You know, I have an expression that says this is not the Oprah Winfrey show. When the questions are asked, don't wait for answer. Go within or you're not present. And this is it. And thank you for that. Full participation. I got the same thing. We were talking about like the tobacco and his teeth and everything. You go, what a guy. He's just happy. He's living fully. Doesn't care where the tobacco goes. You know, God doesn't care what he eats. The guy is just cruising. You know, he's out. He's living a party. You know, and I'm over here like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
What a teacher, huh?
Yes, he is.
I may not want the tobacco, but I want where that comes from.
Hello. Yes. I'm new to this, and I'm extremely...
Welcome. Thank
you. I'm extremely inspired, and your face has just completely changed, and I want what you have. And I don't get how it works if there's force and violence. I don't get it. And I don't get that all is God. I don't get how Hitler is God, and I don't get how my father's God.
Yes, I understand. I understand. And that's because you're not supposed to, Angel. It just blows me that you would sit in the presence of this as long as you have. I think anyone who lasts out one day when they're new in this workshop is beyond the word courageous. So you just gently, gently. This is not to take any of your story away from you. Just hold on to it. It's serving you. We just gently just watch the, what is it, the layers of the onion? Just watch, is it the onion thing? The layers of the onion fall away.
And I've written it out on a worksheet. Can I come up and do it after lunch or
I
whenever?
I think that would be really, really a good thing if you think so. And I would welcome you here for sure. Yeah.
Katie, I thank you for your story because once again I feel like I'm so happy that to know that I'm in the right place at the right time, and it validates my being today here. But because I too have a Roger story, and I told my story, and one thing that I'm thinking about what Roger said to you, that you've been reborn, and I think you can say to him that you've been reborn and undone, and your soul is free. And
we don't have to die to get free, do we?
No.
No, the only thing that was ever born is a story. The only thing that ever dies is a story.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you, Alice, for what you did, and it has taken me to a place inside myself that is so deep and so shameful in my own story. And that's how many times I've taken my clothes off and nobody made me. And I just realized that it's like a gold mine for me now to be able to do my work around that. And I love you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Yeah, thanks. Alice? Hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
Nancy. Hi. We talked this morning about
Our shyness coming from North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Well, you're my ambassador. And the place that I feel has opened with you in me, I have such gratitude, thank you. And when I see my husband coming in with his steak and bacon, and I try so hard to love him, and there's this place today that just, I relished in it. I just got so excited about his bacon and his steak and his cream and sugar and his coffee. And I could just hardly wait to go home and dance with him about that. We love you. North Dakota would be proud.
Me and Lawrence welcome.
Katie, I know your prayer, if you had one, about being spared from the need to be loved.
The desire. Of wanting love, validation, or appreciation.
And I try to live that.
Mm.
And in the moment, if I desire to be loved, is it okay to ask?
Yes. Yes, Angel. Oh, my goodness. Desire is equal to no desire. Equal. That's what this work does. It's an honoring of where we are. That's all. It just has to show you that. I'm not supposed to desire love. Is it true? Well, I don't think so. I just did it again. And it's fine. It's where I'm at. This is about a noticing angel. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It becomes so much fun to count how many times in 5 minutes interacting with someone that you seek approval. But you can't count that high or that fast. This is about a noticing. A noticing, Ron. Oh, honey. It's about a noticing. How do you live when you're seeking approval? Well, I take my clothes off. Well, I crawl on my belly like a reptile. You know, I give you everything I have, and then when I don't get it, I want it back.
Yeah.
And I notice that if you want me to love you, you have to give me something. And if you don't give it to me, I notice that I don't love you. I mean, silly me, this is who I am. You see, this is awareness. Yeah. It's a noticing. And in the noticing of that, it all becomes equal. This intensive, the intensive of going within is about awareness. Oh, my. Oh, Angel. You know, when you're seeking approval, you're doing us, your body from here, a great service. A great service. We are you. It's like you sacrifice your whole life to give us what we want, even if it is for approval. But we're getting what we want and need from you. We are your body. So when you get this awareness thing, it begins to change and shift. And the next one comes in and takes your place. You move to this one, and no one's moving or coming or going. It's about awareness. But we come in. And we seek approval and validation in that place where you were, and you are free from here. And it shifts, and it rolls over. And everything has to, it's like the all changing, never changing. Awareness, can you hear this?
Yes.
I don't have to suffer this position anymore. It moves And in this place, it was such suffering for me. The other moves to it, and it feels like more freedom than they've ever had, and I'm here. It's the one. It's the one body, and it's healthy at all times. You can't do this wrong, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You know, I found the perpetrator. I did her work. It turned out to be me. Until it's not.
Katie?
Yes.
So it's not the story that causes pain.
It's the attachment to it.
The attachment to the story.
Yes. The story is benign. It's God. It's God. And once we meet that with some understanding, we come to see that it was nothing more than our attachment to it. That's another word for, or another way of saying, I thought it was real and it wasn't. That's what forgiveness is. I thought you did something and you didn't. That's forgiveness. I thought what happened, happened, and I came to see that it didn't. That's forgiveness. Good. Let's look at the last one, Angel. Well, you did one of those others. Let's look at the other three on number five.
Oh. I'm beginning to feel such a tremendous appreciation for Roger.
I understand.
For bringing me home.
Yes, Angel. You know, I have an expression that says that until you can see Roger as God, your work's not done. So I understand this. So let's name the next.
Let's see. Number five was, I think Roger is overbearing, insecure, addictive, and ugly. Did we finish that? Or?
Just turn it around.
I think I am overbearing, insecure, addictive, and ugly.
Yes. In the moment, I see him as ugly. Only that. Not before, not after, in this moment.
Yeah.
In this moment only. It's like, when I see you as ugly, I experience ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't before or after. It's in that moment. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's forever, but no. Let's look at number six.
In this moment, though, I don't see him like that, just in this moment. It's something I just wrote this morning.
That was universes ago.
Yeah.
It was a million other lifetimes. That was maybe many more than that. We're collapsing time now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I don't want to ever experience Roger.
I'm willing.
I am willing to experience Roger.
I look forward.
I look forward to experiencing Roger because he's my salvation.
Yes.
For myself.
Yes, Angel. But only truly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's beyond a concept. It's no longer just a sweet little feel-good theory. It's the real deal.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He is my salvation.
Yes. Someone says, oh, I love you. And I say, until you love Roger, you don't love me.
That's right.
Yeah. I can hear that. Because every concept we put on him, if you don't give me what I want, I put it on you. Until the story's done, it's not over till it's over. And this is good news. Because there's no greater joy than going inside. It makes an orgasm for some of us look like child's play. Yeah. I mean, it's not done until we're the walking orgasm. That's it. Yeah. And it doesn't look the way you think it might look. It looks like peace. Until it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm. For a lot of you here, you just experienced the worst that can happen. Some of you took as many clothes off as the guru that was sitting in that chair. It's not about what we're wearing, is it? It's about what we're wearing. I love experiencing Grayson, the little guy. Where's Grayson? Would you hold Grayson up? The guy stays clear. He will not move for you. So, thoughts, experiences, questions? Yes, Angel. Yes, courageous one. Yes, Firewalker.
Yes, thank you. I would like to share an experience. How could anyone dare to tell me I wasn't beautiful?
Yes.
Or not notice me?
Yes.
And I just felt the pain of that. And then I realized the biggest person who ever told me I wasn't beautiful was me. And then I realized how much I look around and say that people aren't beautiful.
Yes.
And how could I tell my husband he wasn't beautiful in my mind over and over and over? And then I wondered, how could anyone say anyone wasn't beautiful? It just couldn't be true.
It just can't. There's nothing we can do to make that true.
No.
Yeah.
And I have no more words.
I talk about the loops in the work. And you did them all from the floor. How could you tell me that? How could I tell me that? How could I tell me that about you? How could I tell me that about anything? How could I tell you about that idiot? How could I tell me about... Nothing. No words. Realization, self-realization. Comes from nothing, goes back to nothing. You're making the trip now, rather than in a whole lifetime, you're making the trip from here now. All of the loops. You caught all of the loops of understanding. Welcome to the great undoing.
I want to hug you, and I don't think it's going to look the right way. First met you, you said, I look forward to getting to know you, and that scared the shit out of me.
So how did it look? Did it look okay? Did you even notice?
It was perfect.
Yeah. It looks the way it looks. It looked like this. That's how it looks.
What it looked like was unwavering compassion and humility.
God, do you know how I love you to touch me and hold me and sing a love song to me? I know the joy of that. It's what I sing to you for me. It doesn't matter what the words sound like. I know the song. It's all love.
Thank you.
Good. Ah.
yesterday I spoke for the first time, and I'm doing it again.
Mm. Are you good?
Oh. Thank you, Alice. I feel like when you asked the question about were you chained or handcuffed or whatever the words were, and it brought to mind an experience of mine where I was, in fact, raped at knife point with binds or bindings.
Yes.
And I've I've had a lot of difficulty with the work around these kinds of things, around my responsibility, a great deal. But in your work, Alice, I was able to go into that I did choose not to fight in order to live. And so it wasn't quite the same as choosing love, but it was choosing life. And that, in that moment for me as a teenager, was loving myself.
Yes.
So thank you both and all of you for that.
Don't you go deep. You are your freedom. No one can keep you. No one can keep you from that. Isn't it nice to go in?
I see you standing on a ledge, surrounded by blue sky. Life has pushed you to the edge, and you know it's do or die. You can't freeze that frame, but how long can you stall? You can glance below and worry that you fall, or you can follow spirit when you hear it call. Risk it all. You can claim to have no choice. You can find someone to blame. You can choose to have no voice, but you're choosing just the same. You can play the victim, but what will you gain? You can rail at God until you go insane. You can open to the blessing and the pain, and break the chain. Take your race, break the chain. Guardian angels watching over you and me. And no place where God is not. How much are you willing to receive? It shall be given unto you according to how you believe.
was standing on a ledge, surrounded by blue sky.
This is the end of this tape. Our website address is www.thework.org. On our website, you will find current schedules of Katie's intensives, descriptions and prices of books, tapes, and videos of and about the work, information concerning the Center for the Work in Barstow, California, pictures and other miscellaneous information. Our email address is thework@thework.org. Our fax number is 760-256-0764. Our toll-free number is 877-5-THE-WORK, 877-584-3967. You may copy, exhibit, and distribute these tapes freely. The music on this tape is Robin Miller from the CD Paradise View, produced by Break Records, copyright 1992, and Kutana from the CD The Offering, produced by Wild Dove Music, copyright 1997.